Host Michael Cohen with the Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
We are back. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. While the Detroit metro region fell from the highest black unemployment rate in the country to fourth among the nation's largest cities at just over 18% in 2011, compared to a nation topping over 25% the year before. To talk about the startlingly high black unemployment rate in Detroit, how it compares to the white unemployment rate, and what are some of the dynamics that are leading to this disparity, I'm joined by Peter Ruark. He's the senior policy analyst for the Michigan League for Human Services. Peter, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Michael, for having me.
This is somewhat good news. Is it clear why we saw this over 8% drop in the black unemployment rate in Detroit last year?
Okay. Well, as many people know, the unemployment rate in Michigan has been dropping. And, you know, we were number one in the country for 4 years up until a couple years ago. And we've been, you know, edging down ever so slowly since then, and we're down to, I think, number 13 during the past month, ranking 13 in the country. So overall, Michigan's unemployment is going down, but also remember that our labor force has shrunk, and this is certainly the case in the Detroit area. Metro Detroit lost... Their labor force declined by 40,000, and Detroit City by itself declined by almost 15,000.
So you're saying this is not a matter of more people finding jobs. This is a matter of people simply leaving and the numbers going down because of that.
Well, that's where it gets interesting. They did have a reduction in the labor force, but Metro Detroit overall added jobs. There are 13,000 more people with jobs than there were before. I should specify in 2011 than there were in 2010. 13,000 more, but the city of Detroit actually has a slight number, 83 fewer people with jobs than they did the previous year. So, you know, even though overall the labor force is shrinking, Metro Detroit as a whole, the city and suburbs, still managed to add jobs, whereas
right.
The city of Detroit is still losing jobs.
A total of 83, that's a pretty interesting number. Now,
How
does the white and black unemployment rate compare in Detroit in the metro area?
Well, I wish I could answer you specifically on that, but we don't have information on within Detroit City what the black employment rate is and what the white unemployment rate is. But for the metro area, we see that it's still 18.1% for black people in Detroit, and it's quite a bit lower for white Americans.
But you don't have a specific number. Now tell me the challenges, the dynamics involved in the black unemployment numbers. Are they different? Are the length of unemployment, does it tend to be longer? What is the difference there?
Well, long-term unemployment definitely is higher for black workers than it is for white workers. And I can't speak for specifically just Detroit, but for Michigan as a whole, the long-term unemployment rate is much higher. I'm fumbling through some papers.
Sure. Let's skip the specific numbers, but the underlying reasons. As an analyst, do you look at some of the reasons why there is such a disparity?
And by the way, I do have the stats here.
Sure.
In 2009 and 2010, African American long-term unemployment was pretty close to 50%. We're talking 49.1% and 48.2%. So we're talking just about half of workers of African American workers were unemployed long term, which is more than 26 weeks, more than half a year. Now, in 2010, there were also 50% of white workers were unemployed, and that was a big jump from, 50% of unemployed white workers were long-term unemployed, so that was quite a big jump. So there wasn't too much racial disparity for long-term unemployment in the state, but I do want to answer, I mm-hmm. need to answer your question about the conditions,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and sorry for the waylaying there, but transportation is one big issue in Detroit. A lot of the jobs are in the suburbs. A lot of the jobs that people need to get to if they live in the city of Detroit are out in the suburbs. And because of Detroit's public transportation system not reaching a lot of the places in the suburbs, that means a lot of them have to have cars. And so there is a barrier there, I believe, for many Detroit workers getting out to those jobs
sure.
just through transportation.
What about education, qualification? Do those play a major factor?
That plays a major role. In Michigan, and I don't have Detroit-specific stats, but in Michigan, 35% of white workers in Michigan as a whole have an associate's degree or higher. But for black workers, that's 20%. So there is definitely an education gap there. And one of the real challenges that low-skilled workers have, especially in a place like Detroit, is that, you know, there are sometimes basic skills challenges where if people haven't fully grasped some of the mathematics skills or reading or writing mm-hmm. skills that they were supposed to have mastered, you know, in high
sure,
school.
Sure, sure. It's certainly hard to catch up. Just a minute left. Tell me, long-term prospects for Detroit's unemployment problem, is that city ever really going to see a rate, let's say, under 10%?
Well, that's hard to say, but, you know, we've seen the Detroit auto bailout, and that, you know, things like that are encouraging. You know, I would hate to think that Detroit will be, you know, a high unemployment city forever, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to be a long process.
30 seconds left. One thing that would really turn things around, what is the one thing you'd point to, whether the state or even city officials could do there to dramatically change things?
Well, I think we could at least start by fixing the transportation problem out there. Making sure that we can address some of the barriers people have to work, you know, and as long as there are going to be jobs coming back in the metro area, we need to make sure that people in the very poorest areas can access those jobs.
It's certainly
and
important.
We need to build education and training too. Get more vocational training available and make sure that people can get the basic skills training that they need in order to access that vocational training.
Let's see, well, out of time, Peter Ruark. He's the senior policy analyst at the Michigan League for Human Services. Peter, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thank you very much for having me.
We'll be right back to talk about the DNS changer malware. We'll break it all down to find out what happened here. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.